This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Secretary of State has appointed Christy Coburn to supervise the primary election in Elbert County after the clerk there is suspected in a security breach of voting machines. CPR's Bender Berkland has more.
The Elbert County clerk, Dallas Schroeder, is under investigation for allegedly making copies of voting system hard drives. Coburn is a professional election administrator. The Democratic Secretary of State has also appointed people to advise the designated election official running the primary in Mesa County. That's because a judge barred Mesa County clerk and recorder Tina Peters from overseeing the election there because she has been charged with election tampering and misconduct. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado State University's president is stepping down at the end of the month. CPR's Paolo Jalsiter reports.
The Fort Collins University announced Joyce McConnell's departure Thursday morning during a Board of Governors meeting. McConnell will receive a $1.5 million buyout for the remainder of her contract under the Mutual Separation Agreement. A search for her replacement will begin soon. McConnell was CSU's 15th president. She became the first woman to hold the office in 2019. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
Denver Health could soon have a new chief executive. Colorado's former lieutenant governor, Donna Lynn, is expected to take over the health system. She's currently in a similar post in New York. Lynn was lieutenant governor under former governor and now U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper. In Colorado Springs and in Denver, highs close to 90 this afternoon and getting warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.